I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Friday, November 5th. Quincy police were investigating a pedestrian accident this morning. A person was struck by a vehicle on Hancock Street at Carruth Street just before 6 a.m. The victim suffered non-life-threatening injuries. A funeral mass will be held next Tuesday at 10 a.m. at Most Blessed Sacrament Church on C Street for former Quincy Mayor Frank McCauley. Interment with military honors will follow at Mount Wollaston Cemetery. Visiting hours have been omitted at McCauley's request. Donations in lieu of flowers may be made to the Housneck Community Council Scholarship Fund. There were 15 cases of coronavirus among students in the Quincy Public Schools from October 28 through November 3rd, and no cases among staff. The state also says there were two positive pool tests during that time. The owner of the China restaurant on Hancock Street in Quincy spotted a fire in the basement on video surveillance and called 911 early Thursday morning. Firefighters say an electrical short circuit caused the small fire and damage was minimal. A number of Quincy organizations are holding a Movers and Shakers block party in Quincy Square on Saturday. The event will be held in front of the United First Parish Church, the Church of Presidents, from 1 to 4 p.m. Sponsors include Quincy Pride, Quincy for Transformative Change, Standout Quincy for Black Lives, Quincy for Justice, the event being funded by the Massachusetts Cultural Council. The Montclair-Wollaston Neighborhood Association will host a Pumpkin Spice Festival Sunday from 11 to 4 at Bishop's Field on Holbrook Road to celebrate their 30th anniversary. The festival will include children's entertainment, pony rides, a petting zoo, face painting, first responder vehicles, and more. The Sons of the American Legion Squadron, Morissette Post in Quincy, will be hosting a Veterans Day remembrance ceremony Sunday at 1 p.m. at the Flags for Veterans Island at Fort Square. Former Marine Richard Brewer will be the guest speaker. The public is welcome to attend. Promises for Purple Walk for Pancreatic Cancer will hold their 10th anniversary walk on Sunday at 1 p.m. at Braintree High School. The organization hopes to surpass the $250,000 mark, which directly supports pancreatic cancer research at the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute. The late Claire Zampine Wolo, a Braintree native and Quincy resident, founded the parade. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Friday, November 5th.